Blog Talk Radio.
Join us here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul. Every Sunday, we start your week off right with the delightful Dileta Gillespie and Updraft. It is always an educational and informational show. Tune in on Mondays for Totally Whole with Pastor Bridget and Pastor Cook as they give you the word. Tune in on Tuesday with world-famous DJ Davey D as he plays all of your old-school favorites in R&B, hip-hop, jazz, house, and rap. Join us every Thursday where there's something different. The first Thursday of the month, ladies, is for you. Total Empowerment with the owner of Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, Angela Hardy. On the second Thursday of the month, join relationship coaches Reverend Arlene Cahet and Reverend Harvey L. Bailey on One Love, One Connection, One Us as they answer all of your relationship questions. On the third Thursday of the month, men, it's time to man up with our own Sacred Masculine, Reverend Jamel Gilliam and the Sacred Masculine Show. On the fourth Thursday of the month, join me, Reverend Harvey L. Bailey, in the Inner Consciousness as I talk about self-help. When we have a fifth Thursday of the month, you can join Reverend Arlene Cahet with the Healing Paradigms right here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul every week.
Hello, and welcome to Fashion in the Know. This week, Fashion in the Know presents It's All About the Plus Size Woman this week. And to start with, I just want to say that it's next to impossible for heavier fat people to find trendy clothing. That's not an exaggeration statement. That's actually a true statement. And it has been said that Abercrombie & Fitch's CEO recently admitted that he does not want people who need plus-size clothing to shop at his store. So if you are one of those people, I say stop shopping at his store. Don't stop shop at his store. Don't let your kids shop at his store, okay? Just turn away from Abercrombie & Fitch, because he was willing to say that he does not want people who need plus-size clothing to shop at his store. That is one of the reasons why he does not carry plus-size clothing in his store, and he never will. So I say boycott Abercrombie & Fitch and don't shop at his store, okay? Because that's just a cruel thing to say, because he probably has some oversized people in his family who need plus-size clothing too. So I guess they can't shop at his store either. I think that's just all wrong, because everybody who is plus size is not plus size because they have to be. Some people have a health issue that creates a plus size problem for them, and some people are plus size because they let themselves go, they don't exercise, they don't watch what they eat, or whatever the case may be. But at any rate, plus size people deserve to be fashionable and in style and deserve to shop also. Just because they're plus size does not mean that they should be shunned or treated any differently than anyone else. So I think if you don't offer plus size people clothing or things that they need, then you need to boycott that store and not shop there. Anyway, so moving on, most retailers today actually do offer plus-size clothing. They start at a size 12, and they usually will go to either 14 or 16, because more women, in fact, wear a size 16 than do women who wear size 2 or 0. So it has been studied and noted that there are more size 16 women than size 2 or 0 women. So there are more plus-size people in the world, unfortunately. And even though 60% of the women are overweight or obese, plus-size sales represent a paltry 18% of the total size sales out there today as a fashion revenue. And it's not that plus-size people don't want to buy clothes. They actually do want to buy clothes. They have a hard time finding clothing that are trendy, fashionable, in style, and that just looks good on their bodies. That's all. They don't want to look like, you know, like your grandmother or like some hanger with some clothes just hanging on it. They want to be fashionable and stylish, too, like the rest of the world. So they have a hard time finding clothes that look fashionable and stylish and that's up to date and that's, you know, hanging with everybody else. They want to be a part of the clique, too, you know. Just because they're plus size don't mean they don't want to be a part of the clique, too. And I have to say, go plus size women. You deserve to be a part of the clique, too. Just because you're plus size does not mean that you need to look bad or that you need to be like a hanger with some clothes hanging on you or whatever. That's not what it's all about. That's not even the way it should be. You're people, too, with feelings, heart, and you bleed like everybody else, so you need to be fashionable and in style, too. So, a simple Google search brings up plenty of heavier women complaining that they're frustrated by lackluster selection and that they would willingly fork out the cash if they could just find something that both fit and look chic. Clearly, there's a huge untapped market and something missing in the plus-size fashions. So, why are plus-size clothes so scarce? Well, part of it is simply logistics. It's hard to design clothes for plus-size women or men because it's hard to predict how they're going to hang or how they're going to fit a plus-size body because people have different size bodies and people have plus sizes in different areas. Some people have larger boobs. Some people have a larger stomach. Some people have larger butts. Some people just have larger waistlines. So it's kind of hard to fix those clothes, or I should say make those clothes and figure out how they're going to hang on someone, whereas it's easier to do a size 6 to a 10. And I know that sounds bad, but that's honest to God truth. It's easier because you pretty much know that 6 to a 10 person pretty much has a flat tummy, and they may have some bum, or they may not have no butt. But either way, the clothes are pretty much going to hang the same on them pretty much all the way around, whereas plus-size people, it's a little harder. So that makes it harder to make plus-size clothes, so a lot of people don't get into making plus-size clothes just for that reason. So simply making larger versions of existing styles, it doesn't always work out because the styles simply hang differently on larger bodies than they do on regular bodies. So people who are making these clothes, whether they be big designers or your local designer, they have an issue with making them. They try sometimes they don't, but they kind of have to guess. I like to call it guesstimate because it's kind of like a guess and an estimate of how these clothing are going to fit people, and they don't really know. So they have a problem with making clothes for the plus-size person. So they give it a shot, and they try to make clothes that are cool and chic, but it doesn't always work out. And sometimes those clothes sell, and sometimes they don't sell. So that's part of the problem. Well, actually, now, and here in 2015, there are a few designers who have decided they're going to give it their best shot, and they're creating more plus-size clothing that are fashionable and chic. And they even created something called a fakini, which is actually a bikini for the plus-size woman. And the fakini has sold so fast that it's not staying on the racks anywhere in any stores. It's going, like, extremely fast. So they actually have mastered something that is actually selling very fast. So companies are trying to sell trendy, larger clothing. And companies like Torrid, Ashley Stewart, just to name a few, they have gotten into really trying to be trendy and fashionable for the plus-size woman. So they are actually working it out, and they're doing a pretty good job. And I have to speak from what I know about Ashley Stewart because I have shopped there. Ashley Stewart has really done an awesome job, and they are actually number one in plus-size clothing for the plus-size woman. They have mastered it. They carry Baby Fat and a number of other designers, and they have pretty much mastered, like, how to hook up an outfit, a top, a bikini, intimates, which is bras and panties, stockings, anything, sweaters, whatever you can think of. They have mastered pretty much how to do it, how to wear it, how to style it. They mastered selling it, and Ashley Stewart has become pretty much number one. So, New York has even added New York's Full Figured Fashion Week, a fashion show dedicated to the plus-size styles. It has 12 brands represented, and this year it had more than 100 brands represented. And so it's growing, as we can see, that the plus-size woman is becoming known and she's becoming seen on the fashion scene. And she's becoming fashionable and extravagant and very chic. So I would say that the plus-size woman is on her way, and there will be more and more clothing out there for you plus-size women. And moving on, slowly but surely, the fashion landscape is changing, and the plus-size woman is moving into the scene. So I, in my research, came up with some websites for the plus-size women. Some of these websites are, like, totally awesome, like the first one, Jolly Chick. It's jollychick.com, which is JOLLYCHIC.com. Jolly Chick sells 5,000 items. They have over 5,000 items, actually. They have new shoes. They have handbags. They have accessories. They have clothing of all kinds. They consist of dresses, tops, jackets, coats, sweaters, knits, two-piece sets. They have pants, play suits, jumpsuits, leggings, denim, shirts. They have skirts, lingerie, swimwear. They have accessories. They have a multitude of things. They have jewelry. They have sunglasses. They have eyewear. They have beauty products. They have hair accessories, scarves. They have gloves. They have wigs even. If you want to change your look totally, plus size ladies, and become that mystery woman that your man doesn't even know, you can purchase a wig and put it on and look like a brand new woman from jollychick.com. They have belts. They have hats. They have watches. They have shoes. They got sandals. They got pumps. They got flat boots. They got heeled boots. They have all kinds of handbags. They have shoulder bags. They have clutches. They've got wallets. They got crossbody bags. And they have backpacks. It's a very large website, and I have actually checked out Jolly Chick, and I think it's a really nice website. It has a lot of stuff for the plus-size women out there, so you can check out Jolly Chick, and you can pretty much find pretty much anything that you're looking for, and I'm sure there's something on that website that you might be interested in because it's a really large website. And next up, there's ZooLily.com, which is ZULLY.com. ZooLily has the latest and confident and comfortable plus size women's clothing. ZooLily will not let you browse their site, though. That's the one thing about them. You have to actually join their site, like put in a username and an email address and all of that stuff, and actually to browse their site. So I'm going to be honest, I did not browse ZooLily's site because I did not want to join ZooLily. But if you're interested in plus-size clothing or if you need them, I say check out ZooLily. Join it. If you don't like it, you can always unsubscribe to ZooLily, but you can check out ZooLily. The next site would be Forever 21. Forever 21 is a wonderful site and is also a wonderful store. I can speak for them because I have shopped at Forever 21. I've shopped the plus, I've shopped the non-plus. Forever 21 has something for everyone. There are all kinds of clothes. A lot of the clothing I named from Jolly Chick, they have everything. They have jeans, they have tops, they have sweaters, they have coats, handbags, shoes, boots. They have a little bit of everything. They have some awesome jewelry. And Forever 21 is very stylish and very up-to-date with their things for the plus-size woman as well as the non-plus-size woman. And they try to keep it trend for trend. So what I mean by trend for trend is whatever you see in a non-plus size style, you can probably find in the plus size style in Forever 21. They pretty much try to keep the plus size woman on trend and in fashion along with the non-plus size woman. So whatever there is in non-plus size, you will most likely find it in plus size also. There are leather jackets and non-leather jackets if you're into faux leather. There are leather pants, non-leather pants. There is handbags, as I said. There are jeans, all of the jeans with the cuts, the patches, the bleached, the tie-dye. They have the stonewash, acid wash, everything. They have lace-up jeans. They have leggings. They have crop leggings. They have sweats. They have beautiful blouses, the girly blouses with the lace and the non-lace, the back button and the non-back button. They have a little bit of everything going in Forever 21. So if you're looking for it, Forever 21 is most likely the place that you should be because it's there. I'm telling you, it's there. I know because I check out Forever 21 on a periodic basis, and they keep up with the styles. They keep up with everything. I love Forever 21 because the prices are great at Forever 21. So you can be in style and not pay a whole lot of money. The most you're going to pay is like $20, maybe a little over $20 for some things, but nothing over $20 or $25 at the most. It's usually nothing like $30, $40, or $50. It's usually $20 or $25 at the most. Forever 21 has great styles. The prices are great. And you can go there and load up on the latest fashions, and you don't feel bad if you decide to give it away to Goodwill or to someone else because you didn't spend a whole lot of money for it, but you was in style while it was in style, and then you moved on to something else. So Forever 21 is actually a great store to start with. I love it. And not too much that I can say about it. I mean, I can say a whole lot about it. I could go on forever and ever about Forever 21. Okay, moving on to online websites. There is CityChickOnline.com. CityChickOnline.com has tops, dresses. They have special occasion items, suits and dresses, whatever the special occasion may be. They have jeans. They have bottoms. They have jackets. They have swimwear. They have lingerie. And they have accessories, which is jewelry and handbags and things of that nature. And they also have a sales section where you can find things that are on sales. CityChick.com specializes in sizes 14 to 24. And I thought their website was rather cool. It was okay. I found some fashionable clothes on it, and there were some nice everyday clothes for people who were just into everyday clothing wear. So you can check out CityChickOnline.com. Also, moving on, there is Macy's Plus Size Clothing. So if you go to Macy's website, you just put in Macy's and then /, and put in Plus Size Clothing. The Plus Size Clothing from Macy's will come up, and you can find a multitude of different items at Macy's in Plus Size. And Macy's has suits and pants and tops and shoes and all kinds of clothing there. So check out Macy's Plus Size Clothing and see what you find. And moving on to the next website that I found, www.fashionfigure.com. They actually did not give me what sizes they specialize in, but they have bottoms, denim, dresses, intimates, jackets, jumpers, and they had a multitude of many different things on that site, on www.fashionfigure.com. So you can check out fashionfigure.com, which had scarves, rompers, jumpsuits, jackets. They had sale items. The website is very up-to-date and stylish and fashion-forward, and with a blog, believe it or not, which is pretty interesting, I found. I liked the site a lot. It had a lot of up-to-date clothing that was really very cool. So you should check out www.fashionfigure.com. Fashion to figure, fashion T-O figure, figure.com. It was actually a very wonderful site. I liked it. I actually saw some things on that site that I would like to purchase, so I thought it was rather cool. And moving on to the next website, which was www.torrid.com, and that is spelled TORRID.com. Torrid features sizes 12 to 28. Torrid carries a variety of different types of sweaters, T-shirts, blouses, jeans, shoes, jackets, dresses, and swimwear, intimates, and accessories. And the clothing is very stylish and up-to-date on Torrid. Torrid is also a brick-and-mortar store located here in Baltimore, which I will discuss much more later and let you know where you can find a Torrid at that will help you shop in-store as well as online. So check out Torrid and see what you think. I thought Torrid was rather interesting, so I think you might find it interesting also and see what you see at Torrid. So moving on, the next website, I think I said, but I'm not sure, Torrid features sizes 12 to 28. My next website, which is www.simplyb.com, they feature sizes 8 to 28. They carry everything that I mentioned in the previous website, and most of the sites carry. But I found their clothing to be okay, but not very stylish. But the beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. That's what I want to say about Simply B. Simply B had some clothing. I didn't find it to be very stylish. I just thought it was okay, but I want you to check it out if you are a plus-size woman and see what you think. You might find something totally awesome on this site, something that you like that I just thought was okay, because beauty is actually in the eyes of the beholder. So if I thought it was just okay, it doesn't mean that it was just okay. It just means that's what my eyesight was seeing, that it was just okay. So moving on to the next website, www.ashleystewart.com. And I was actually going to start with Ashley Stewart, but I did not start with Ashley Stewart. I probably should have, because Ashley Stewart is number one for plus-size fashion and trends on as far as the website is concerned. They're an iconic site and iconic fashion forward on trends, clothing, at an affordable price. So Ashley Stewart has a well-known name, and the prices are very reasonable. And the website is popular, which is www.ashleystewart.com. Ashley Stewart, and they are also a brick-and-mortar store here in Baltimore. So I say check out the website as well as check out the store, Ashley Stewart, because you are bound to find something in Ashley Stewart that might be of interest to you. So I say check out Ashley Stewart and see what you think, because I love Ashley Stewart. I have a few items in my closet from Ashley Stewart, and it is just a great store. Moving on to the next website is myoursclothing.com. It sells plus-size clothing, and they range from size 12 to 34. This is a site that I did not check out, so I can't honestly say a lot about it. And I just furthermore listed other sites for you to check out. I could not possibly check out every site that there was, because there was more than I anticipated, but there's a few other sites, www.greatglam.com. And that site also features 12 to 34 sizes. So check that site out. Also, And I see what you find for the plus size woman. Next would be Kohl's. Kohl's, which we know is just plain old Kohl's, K-O-H-L-S. You can put in the website and put / plus size clothing, and they will come up. Kohl's carries a very large selection of plus size clothing, intimates, pajamas, and bathrobes, which most sites don't carry. And I think that's rather cool. Swimsuits, coats, and jackets. So check out Kohl's and see what you come up with. And I can speak from some experience here. I bought a Juicy Couture hoodie from Kohl's recently, and it was in a plus size, and I love it a lot. It's a two-tone blue. They also had one with a crown on it that was in a plus size, and they had the sweatpants to go with it. So Kohl's had some in the style, like fashion trends and clothing for the plus size woman. So they want to keep you in fashion and in style. So please check out Kohl's, and the prices are not that bad at Kohl's, and also they're periodically having a sale. Then they also have Kohl's Cash. Once you spend so much, you get Kohl's Cash. So you can actually go to Kohl's and purchase something, obtain some Kohl's Cash, and use it when you come back again on something else that you saw that you really wanted. And as I said, they carry a multitude of designers because they carry Vera Wang. Vera Wang is one of the popular designers that is being carried at Kohl's at all times. And then they carry Juicy Couture amongst other designers that are at Kohl's at pretty much all times. So you can check out Kohl's and see what you can find. I'm sure you're bound to find something. So check out Kohl's and see what you find. Anyway, moving on to my next site, which is www.dressbarn.com. Dress Barn is known for its dresses. There used to be a Dress Barn store here in Baltimore in the Towson area. I do not believe that it still exists. There may be a Dress Barn somewhere in Baltimore. I am not aware of where it may be, but you can check out the site at www.dressbarn.com and possibly even find a store if there is one existing here in Baltimore. Dress Barn does carry plus size clothing, and it is focused on the dresses, but it carries other items also. The next website was m.elongui, ELOQUII.com. This website was very interesting. I found a multitude of different clothing that I thought was interesting. And if you're into that sexy look or that sexy chic look that you want to give off to the guy or just you want to look that way, m.elongui.com is the website for you, because a lot of the clothing was very sexy for the plus size woman. Next website was www.CoreyCoren.com. That is CoreyCoren.com. This is also the plus size website. I can't tell you much about it because I have not checked it out. I just know it was one of the websites that did come about for plus size women. There are more plus size websites than I actually anticipated. And the next website is CloseGwennieB.com. That is GWYNNIEBE.com. And first word, closet, CLOSET. I can tell you a little bit about CloseGwennieB.com. It is a website where you look at the clothing, and if there's something that you would like to obtain, you obtain it, and then you can wear it for a short period of time. If you are not interested in keeping it or obtaining it for a long period of time, you can send it back to the site and swap it out for something different. It's kind of a swap website where you can swap out the clothes you have for something else totally different. So I find that very interesting because generally once you buy something, it is yours. But on GwennieB, you can swap it out if you'd like. You can get something totally different. So I find that interesting. So, yeah, check out Gwenny B and see what you find. Oh, God. So, moving on to the very next website, which is www.boohoo.com. That is www.boohoo.com. So check out boohoo.com. It is also another site, from what I can see, that was for the woman who feels super sexy and who just has to exuberate or to send out to the world that, here, I am sexy, look at me. So if you're one of those women who says, here, I am sexy, look at me, and you need it to be seen in your clothing and in the way you wear your clothing, then boohoo.com is for you, because you are going to send out that sexy message with these sexy clothes from boohoo.com. If you're like me and you like to be conservative but sexy, then boohoo.com is not for you. But check it out anyway, plus size women, and see what you see on boohoo.com. Next would be Charlotte Russe. Charlotte Russe is, website is m.charlotte, C-H-A-R-L-O-T-T-E, Russe, which is R-U-S-S-E.com. Charlotte Russe is very interesting. It keeps you up to date and on trend with styles. So you can check out Charlotte Russe and see what you see. It is very interesting, so you can check it out and see what you see on Charlotte Russe. Charlotte Russe has a multitude of different outfits that you might be interested in. So I say check out Charlotte Russe and see what you see. You never know what you might find on that website. No, you don't. So, moving on to my next website, the famous worldwide renowned Lane Bryant. Lane Bryant, I have been told, has been reunited with Catherine's. Catherine's and Lane Bryant is now one website. Catherine's used to be a plus-size store all by itself, and Lane Bryant was a plus-size store all by itself. But now they have reunited into one. So if you look up Lane Bryant, you're bound to be looking at Catherine's also. Lane Bryant has been around for many years, and their clothes have evolved over the years into more fashionable and stylishable clothes. Lane Bryant has done a great job in evolving with the times. So I applaud Lane Bryant's. And now that Catherine's has joined on to Lane Bryant's, I think that will help them be more fashionable and more stylish. Anyway, moving on to www, that's three W's, dot jamesjeans dot U-S. That's James, like a guy's name, James, J-A-M-E-S, jeans, as I think you should know how to spell jeans since you wear them, J-E-A-N-S, jeans dot us. They carry plus-size jeans of many different fabrics and many different styles. So check out jamesjeans.us and see if you can't find some jeans that's right for you. If not, one of the other sites should have jeans for you, because they all carry jeans, a multitude of different styles and types of jeans. There's bound to be one that's a style that catches your eye. So check out jamesjeans.us or one of the other sites that I mentioned and see if you can find some jeans. Next website is www.avenue.com. The Avenue, as well as Lane Bryant, has been around for quite some time. They were one of the other stores that came about, matter of fact, after Lane Bryant for the plus-size woman. The Avenue carries a variety of different types of clothing and a variety of different styles of clothing. The Avenue has a little bit of everything going on in there for you plus-size women. So check out The Avenue and see what you can find that you might be interested in. I'm sure there's one little tidbit of something in The Avenue just for you. Next website, which I never heard of, was www, that's three W's, dot Navabi. I think I might be pronouncing it right. I'm not sure. N-A-V-A-B-I. Dot U-S. This is also a website for plus-size women. This is another one of those sexy websites for plus-size women. It has some in-style trends and some in-style clothing for the plus-size woman. But it is a sexy site where there are sexy dresses and sexy pants and sexy tops. It's just all sexy. It's like right said, Fred said, I'm too sexy for myself. So check out navabee.us and see what you can find that might be sexy for you. Moving on, I'd like to say that I have a few tips for the plus-size woman when it comes to dressing and being in style. But before we get to that, I am going to be back after this little message that we are going to play. So I will be back shortly.
Join us here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul. Every Sunday, we start your week off right with the delightful Deletta Gillespie and Updraft. It is always an educational and informational show. Tune in on Mondays for Totally Whole with Pastor Bridget and Pastor Cook as they give you the word. Tune in on Tuesday with world-famous DJ Davey D as he plays all of your old-school favorites in R&B, hip-hop, jazz, house, and rap. Join us every Thursday where there's something different. The first Thursday of the month, ladies, is for you. Total Empowerment with the owner of Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, Angela Hardy. On the second Thursday of the month, join relationship coaches Reverend Arlene Cahet and Reverend Harvey L. Bailey on One Love, One Connection, One Us as they answer all of your relationship questions. On the third Thursday of the month, men, it's time to man up with our own Sacred Masculine, Reverend Jamel Gilliam and the Sacred Masculine Show. On the fourth Thursday of the month, join me, Reverend Harvey L. Bailey, in the Inner Consciousness as I talk about self-help. When we have a fifth Thursday of the month, you can join Reverend Arlene Cahet with the Healing Paradigms right here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul every week.
Welcome back to Fashion in the New. I was just about to give you some tips for the plus-size woman. I wanted to say, if you're a plus-size woman, high-waisted trousers or even a high-waisted skirt or dress will support the middle, and it will help hide the belly. So, high-waisted, remember that when you're shopping. I wanted to say you should wear A-line skirts and dresses because they give a slimming effect to the body. And if you don't like A-lines, you can wear other styles too, but A-lines give you that slimming effect to the body. Just keep that in mind. You should wear loose sweaters and blouses to conceal the tummy area. Not too baggy, though, just loose enough that it gives you that extra space so your stomach is not being shown. It's being concealed. So I do that a lot myself because I have a little bit of a tummy now myself, but I like to conceal it and make it look like there's no tummy. And people say, you're not fat, you just have big boobs. That is not true. I have big boobs and a fat tummy, but I conceal my tummy rather well. Can't hide the boobs, though, unfortunately. And you should wear, I said, loose sweaters and blouses to conceal your tummy. Dark colors actually will make larger parts look smaller. So I tend to wear dark tops on my top to try and make it look smaller. Although, if you are a 2015 plus size woman and you're into color, I say wear your color. If it's going to show what size your boobs are, your butt, whatever it is, so be it. Just wear your color and be proud of your body and enjoy the color that you are wearing that makes you feel good. Don't wear dark colors all the time. Don't get stuck in that dark color thing. And I say avoid too much detail, meaning in the clothing. Don't wear like stripes or plaids. Try to stay on one print. If you're going to wear plaids, wear plaids. If you're going to wear stripes. Although my advice for plus-size women is to stay away from the stripes. That's what I say, and I know the fashion designers and people would say that is not so. I just say stay away from stripes. That's my personal opinion. But if you're going to wear a print, stay with that one print and work that one print. Don't try to add too many prints to it. Don't try to add too much jewelry to your print or whatever. Don't do the over-top thing. It just doesn't work for a plus-size woman. It's like you're big, you're plus-size, and you got too much going on there, so you don't want that. And if you are a plus-size woman, you need heavier accessories, meaning your accessories need to stand out from you so they can be seen and focused on and not you be focused on so much. If you have big boobs and you're wearing a necklace, make it a necklace that will be noticeable and people will notice the necklace and not so much your boobs or what size your boobs is or whatever. If there is a ring or a bracelet and you have big arms, make it a bracelet that will be talked about or noticed and not so much your arms or whatever. So you need heavier accessories than the average woman because you are a plus-size woman. And you need to wear clean cuts and classic details that give you a classic, chic, elegant look. Not stuff that makes you look cheesy and dumpy or cheesy and fat. Clean cuts, clean details. That's what you want to give you that elegant, chic, fashionable look. And if you find clothing that looks good on you, I say buy it. Don't leave it in the store or say I'll get it later because later it won't be there. Some other plus-size woman will come along and snatch it up and you will be missing out on that item of clothing. So if it looks good on you, purchase it. And if necessary, purchase it in more than one color. Do what you need to do so that you have that outfit. Make it work for you. That's what I say. Make it work for you. Next up, I say V-neck tops look good on a plus-size woman. No matter who you are and what size you are, V-neck tops just seem to work on a plus-size woman. So you need to do those V-neck tops and make them work for you. Because they will. Also, moving on, I say you can wear a belt if you want to. A lot of plus-size women do not wear belts because they feel as though they cannot wear belts. But you can wear a belt if you would like to. Sometimes a belt actually accentuates the outfit, makes it look really good. As long as the belt is a belt that fits you, okay? Don't wear a teeny tiny belt that you've squeezed into or a belt that does not meet and doesn't actually work for you. Wear a belt that works for you, works for your size, and it will help your outfit. It will make you look really great. So I say you can do that belt thing if you would like to. So wear your belt if you want to, ladies. It can work. Yes, it can. So, moving on to other things for the plus-size woman. I made a list of brick-and-mortar stores for the plus-size woman here in Baltimore. Torrid, T-O-R-R-I-D, is located at Mondawmin Mall and at White Marsh Mall. So you can check out Torrid, the store, at Mondawmin Mall or either White Marsh Mall. You can check out Lane Bryant at Westview Mall. And you can always Google Lane Bryant and see if there are any other ones around the town. I'm sure there may be, and I may have missed them. Catherine's, who have joined forces with Lane Bryant, is also still a separate entity at Security Square Mall. You can find Catherine's at Security Square Mall and also at Ritchie Highway, down on Ritchie Highway in the Glen Burnie Shopping Center. So check out Catherine's at Security Square Mall and Ritchie Highway, down on Glen Burnie. Then there is Forever 21, which is at White Marsh Mall, Towson, and Mondawmin. You can check out Forever 21 at White Marsh Mall, Towson, and Mondawmin Malls. That store does exist. I shop there myself. One that I had not mentioned before is Rainbow Shops. There is a Rainbow Shop on Reisterstown Road, and there is a Rainbow Shop at the Alameda Shopping Center. So you can check out Rainbows on Reisterstown Road and at the Alameda Shopping Center. Ashley Stewart, you can check out at Baltimore National Pike and Greenmount Avenue. There's an Ashley Stewart on Greenmount Avenue and at Baltimore National Pike. Ashley Stewart is a wonderful store. There used to be one downtown, but unfortunately it shut down. So now you need to go to the Greenmount Avenue store or Reisterstown Road store. There is a K-Station boutique, which is located on 36th Street in Hamden. It specializes in plus-size clothing, so please feel free to check out K-Station Boutique in Hamden. And there is Charlotte Russe, which is located at Arundel Mills, White Marsh Mall. So check out Charlotte Russe at Arundel Mills and White Marsh Mall. And there is Kohl's all over the place. Just Google Kohl's and see where there's one close to you. There's also Macy's all over the place. So Google Macy's and see where there is a Macy's close to you also. So those stores are the stores that I pick for the brick and mortar places that exist here in Baltimore that you can check out and shop at. So please check out these stores and see what you can find for the plus size woman. And that will about do it for my show. So if you have any phone calls, please feel free to call in and ask me any questions that you would like to ask. I am having some technical difficulties here this evening, so unfortunately, my music has not been able to be played this evening. So I will end the show just like this. I hope you enjoy what I did show-wise this evening. It has been a technical difficulty even. I'm going to be real with you and not be phony. I cannot do anything about the music, so I'm going to end my episode now. Hope you enjoyed my show on Plus Size Women. If you have any questions, feel free to call me. Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a good evening. This has been Fashion in the Know.